This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Azra Nomani is here. She's a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network and the founder of the Pearl Network. Hi, Azra. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What you've heard this Barry Weiss CBS stuff, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just a phenomenal media story, plus interesting story in politics, because she, you know, she was my editor at the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, I didn't know that when you worked there. Yeah.
Like not when I worked there. So I work news side, and if people, and this is what is also interesting for everybody in journalism, like everybody watching, because like I'm old school, and old school was that you didn't even talk to the ad people in the hallways. You newsroom and the editorial side and
all
the
separate.
Ads, like all separate.
Yeah.
But so now what's happened in the last three decades is this Barry Weiss phenomena where she was on the opinion page. So I never wrote for it until I, crossed over and wanted to fight Islamic extremism and started writing opinion pieces. So I wrote some pieces for her there, and then I wrote a piece for her at the New York Times before she famously resigned. And what's really interesting now for everybody watching is that, you know, there's this fusion of news, opinion, and money, too, because, this is like she's going to be running news side stuff. She's got big donors, right? Ellison is the one buying Paramount who's bringing her in. So we all know that this has happened, you know, since the beginning of time, John F. Kennedy and Time Magazine, and the bromance that he had with their editor. And, you know, so there's always that murky lines going on. So it's good that it's all in the open now, I think, you know, that everything is just transparent, more transparent.
This could be one of the, and you sort of alluded to it, but this would be one of the biggest media transformation stories and possibilities in modern history. I mean, if in fact the free press is given the reins to clean up the newsroom at CBS, we hear that the staffers and reporters there are nervous. I that could be fascinating in a very, very good way, right?
And Megyn Kelly put it well the other day where she said, you know, it doesn't end well when you go into these establishment organizations, because a famous journalist went from Fox News to CBS and literally had her, notes, CBS lawyers asking for her notes. And that was Catherine Herridge, who was a rock star at Fox News National Security, kind of like tried really to make news at CBS in the same way she had at Fox. And I love Catherine. She's the reason why I got to go to Guantanamo and literally see the man who takes credit for killing my dear friend Danny Pearl from the Wall Street Journal. So Catherine is just old school, great reporter. But, you know, she got chewed up there because it's this this monolith, right? Like this machine.
Well, that's why this could be so significant. Yeah, I mean, it would be even
exactly.
just kind of talking about it. Yeah, okay, let's wait and see what happens. But that would be a major upheaval. And look what I've said. Some of these networks, they just don't learn. And, you know, you see what's happening to CNN. Nobody's watching. They are watching to see my friend Scott Jennings, you know, rip apart the liberals. They should have given Jennings a show on CNN and tried to blow that up more. But they keep dancing around the edges, seeing if they can bring a new audience. It's not working. Do something different.
Yeah, because we all watch his hour for him.
Right.
You know, like, I'm always like, what's God going to do today? And so, you know, I last talked to you about Cracker Barrel, and it's like not much different. I mean, it's just a different industry, but it's a shakeup, you know? And that was like the restaurant industry and Cracker Barrel, like CEO coming in and going woke and trying to just turn them into an IHOP. CBS did that. Like, they just... We all, like, grew up watching them, you know? That's where we thought we could trust Dan Rather, you know? And then Dan Rather started getting really political, too, in a, like, in a non-journalistic way,
well,
you know, in a non-journalistic way.
I highlight 60 Minutes because in CBS News, there was a guy that got fired by the name of Jeff Pegues. But Bill Whitaker and Jeff Pegues both came into my city on the same topic, which was Kim Gardner, our former circuit attorney, painted this city as a bunch of racists, painted any critic of Kim Gardner as racist, when in fact, and I offered to both of them, I said, you come to St. Louis, I'll give you Democrats. You don't have to talk to my friends who are conservatives.
Right.
I'll give you Democrats who are pissed off, black Democrats who are pissed off about what Kim Gardner and what Tashara, but they didn't want any part of that because that blows up their narrative.
Yeah, that was 60 Minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pegues was the morning show, but Bill Whitaker was 60 Minutes, yeah.
Yeah, but that's where they failed us because, you know, there's the news again of, you know, Ferguson is in the news again because the young man.
Dorian Johnson. I'm going to talk about it later. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about everything, but what we were planning on, right?
Probably.
But, like, I paid attention to it because I came to, my son had a fencing tournament in St. Louis, and I went there, and I did the pilgrimage to Ferguson, and I saw, like, what a complex story it was. But again, that was another story that the national media just simplified, you know?
Well, look, he is the kid that lit the fire here in St. Louis, and then the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and there was an alderman at the time, and his name was Antonio French, they poured the gasoline. So he lit the fire, they poured the gasoline, and the rest is unfortunate history.
With myth-making, right? And
yes.
So that's what 60 Minutes was supposed to penetrate, you know, back in my day when I grew up watching it. But now it's just going along with the myth-making. And so let's see what Barry does because, what we know is traditional media is failing us, and there has to be some, you know, reset. And so this could be it.
Yeah, it could be. All right, Azar Nauman is here. You reference this. Typically, this does happen with good guests like you. We get off the beaten track, and we don't talk about what originally we were going to talk about. But I do want you to explain what happened in Fairfax County. So there's this school that you wrote about this, and I aired the audio. You can maybe set it up for me, because there's sort of a tradition that happens on the back-to-school night, and that's where this story sort of comes from a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah. You know, my son went through school in Fairfax County Public Schools, and I've seen him. The political signs would come out on back-to-school night. It was sort of like the one time when the politicians would be allowed to kind of, like, meet and greet the parents, and they'd put signs out that night and then take them away so that the school wouldn't be, like, littered with the campaign footprint. But on this night, a young politician from the Republican side, Sandra Davis, pops in her truck and pulls out some signs for the GOP candidates, and it doesn't end well with the local Democrat that decides that she isn't going to allow a two-party county right in Northern Virginia in the shadow of the nation's capital.
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what it sounds like.
It's school property against
every school across Fairfax County has political signs up.
But this is my school.
You don't own any schools. The taxpayers own the schools. And I'm about to make you famous if you touch that sign.
It's against the law.
It is not against the law. It's a back to school night.
I am a former Fairfax County employee. It's against the law.
I'm a candidate.
You're wonderful. Which one is you? Which one are you? Which person are you?
Every back to school night across the county
is you?
Has
this
signs up.
Yeah. So then she just grabs the sign. She's not too shy about that. Now you identified her. She's someone who is an activist in the Democrat Party, right?
Yes, she is. And you know, that's the thing about local journalism and that I love is that it's your neighbor, or it's your next door neighbor, or you know, it's your like person down the street, or somebody who's three people removed from you. Her name is, the woman that stole the sign is Doris Evans. She was not only a Fairfax County employee, she was a school teacher and an assistant principal.
And so I knew that. Wow.
Yeah, I know. There's always more to the story. And so when she says, this is my school, and Sandra says, no, this is a taxpayer school, what you are seeing is emblematic of the battle, but the battle that's nationwide from Missouri to Northern Virginia to California and New York City. Who owns these schools, and who is going to treat them like the fiefdoms, you know, that they have become for these ideologues? And so Sandra took a stand, you know, and she told me later she was scared, you know, but it's that same thing that we all come to this moment when you're going to stand up for your principles or not. And that silence that you heard when she said, which one of these is your signs?
Yeah.
Was Sandra, you know, I've been in that moment. I said to Sandra afterwards, I know that moment. It's that moment when you could feel her taking a breath. Because instead of being reactive, and again, this is just like the dad, you know, where the woman comes and attacks him for taking, you know, claiming to take the ball.
Oh, yeah,
her,
we talked about it a little earlier. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is very similar.
Hey, we got a connection to everything,
yes,
here.
Exactly.
You know, that dad, you could feel in him taking that breath, you know, and he says, I had to make a choice.
Yep.
I had to make a choice. Am I going to fight this woman or be a model of like some self-restraint for my son? And as a dad, you know, he wanted to teach him de-escalation. And
I don't think I could have done it.
Better lesson.
As we're talking, that video is actually live right now. Well, not live, but they're playing it on Fox. We talked about it earlier this hour. Man, I don't know if I could have done the same thing as that dad. I probably would have gone viral for going nuts on the woman.
Yeah. Well, what I love is that in that moment and in Sandra's moment, we are all confronted with these choices. And it is a traumatic moment, you know, not on the level of war, you know, but like it is a shock to your system when somebody comes at you. And so fight, flight, freeze, right? Another one is freeze. And freeze can be even for that breath. And all of those are coping mechanisms. Like sometimes they're taken as like negatively, but sometimes we do have to fight. Sometimes we do have to walk away. And sometimes we freeze, take a breath, and then our prefrontal kicks in, right? And Sandra's did in that moment at the school. It kicked in and she filmed. Like that's what's amazing.
Yes.
That's what I think
she caught
is the
it all
beauty
on
of all
video.
Of this.
Yep.
Yeah. She caught it. The dad, you know, somebody was filming him, but he was conscious. He was out of body and conscious at the eyes of his son, and the stadium were on him, right? So there's so much. That's what our brains are so amazing, how much we process. And then it resonates, right, with us, and in ways that we don't even know sometimes. But I bet, like, you could think of moments where, man, you faced somebody like that, you know? And that's why I think things go viral, because they just connect to us. Like,
yeah.
Sondra made a choice. The Phillies' dad made a choice. And you know, and we all have to make these choices. But what everyone did, what I love in each of these examples is they called out the bad actor in a nonviolent way, right? So that's what's wonderful, yep. is their observation wins the day.
Unfortunately, I'm the person who makes bad choices. So these people are inspirational to me. I'm the one who makes bad choices constantly. Just ask my bosses. Always great to have you on. You have a great week.
All right.
Take care.
Control.
We'll
okay,
see you.
Care,
bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.